The kitchen is clean and I'm almost ready to get to bed. Then, my phone buzzes in my back pocket. My heart skips a beat as I see your name flash on the screen. I haven't spoken to you since yesterday and the house feels so empty without you. Hey babe, it's good to hear your voice. You're a little tired after a long day at your work conference. I can tell though that you miss me as much as I miss you. I don't know what to do with myself. The bed is so cold and empty without you. You assure me you'll be home soon and you'll keep me warm. I don't think I can wait that long. I may have to touch myself while I talk to you and pretend you're here with me. I hear a hint of surprise in your voice. You're intrigued. I don't really care what you're wearing right now. Whatever it is, you should take it off. You tell me it's cold in your hotel room, and your nipples harden as soon as you take your silk bra off. Tease your nipples, I request. You moan softly into the phone, and I imagine those perfectly shaped breasts of yours that I love so much. I can hear your breath leaving your lips heavily. You're getting turned on really fast, I suppose. Pinch them. Twist them around between your fingers. Pull on them and make them nice and hard for me. You tell me how horny it's making you to play with your breasts. But I already knew that by the breathiness of your voice. I drag my hand over my own crotch, rubbing the rough fabric of my jeans. I climb out of my jeans and abandon them on the bedroom floor. I don't bother to pull down the comforter as I spread myself out across the bed. The bedroom is dark except for a dim shaft of moonlight streaming in from the window. My erection is growing stiffer with every passing second. Are you getting wet, baby? Are you getting wet for me? You moan in approval. I can tell you love the sound of my voice as I command you. Waiting with bated breath for my next instructions. Touch yourself. Slide your hands down to your waist and slowly part your wet folds with your fingers. I squeeze my package and it throbs with desire in response. I'm getting so fucking hard thinking about you dragging your fingers through your warm, leaking pussy. I peel my boxers off and give it a hard tug. A squirt of pre-cum leaks out of me. Oh. Finger yourself for me, baby. Work your pussy nice and slow for me. Let me hear you enjoying it. Your voice is so high and breathy as you pet your perfect pussy for me. Then you suggest something very, very dirty. You want to fuck yourself with the vibrator you brought with you. I almost forgot that you take that cute pink vibrating egg with you every time you travel. What a great idea. You have your vibrator with you? You want to use your toy to fuck yourself? The excitement is audible in your voice. You can't wait to get that toy up inside of you. Okay, baby. Turn it on and press it up against your clit. Fuck. It is so hot to hear you groaning into the phone. You sound like you're going wild, like you're going to burst if you don't get some release soon. You like that? You like the way that feels? Does that feel good? Oh, I'm so horny right now. Heat is building up all inside of me. My own breath is coming in hot, sudden waves. I focus my touch on the smooth, bulbous head of my cock. It's like you're right here with me. It's like you're actually here, sliding your hand up and down my shaft. Your moans are getting higher pitched and more frequent. You beg me to tell you what to do next. Stick it inside you, baby. Put it up inside of you. Let me hear how good that feels. Tease your hole. Tease that tight little hole.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.